I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Doing very well with respect to the Hormuz Strait. We took in more oil yesterday than we've ever, than has ever gone through the strait. We have two things. We have an open strait and we have a country that will never have a nuclear weapon. Will never, ever have a nuclear weapon. And I think Iran, I can say on a sort of a different scale, is in its own way working out very well. And we're doing very well in terms of negotiating a fair and reasonable deal. If Iran doesn't live up to their agreement, or if they're not behaving, I will do what I have to do.
And that is a statement from President Trump that we will do what we have to do if Iran does not hold its end of the bargain. Now, again, we're working off of this memorandum of understanding and additional points possibly added during the most recent trip by Vice President Vance to Switzerland, and then Secretary of State Rubio is in the Middle East today talking to some of the Gulf neighbors. The focus is, one, make sure Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. Just consider how disastrous that would be, considering what they've already done with what weapons they have. And their proxy agents across the region, Hezbollah in Lebanon, Houthi rebels in Yemen, and, of course, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in Iran and others. But Trump is getting pushed hard, even by some on the right. This deal does not measure up. I will be the first to admit there are a lot of things lacking in it. But how do you even begin to move forward if you don't put something down and start at point A? You can't suddenly jump into part zero. Or, if you want to stick with the alphabet, Z. Okay? You've got to have a starting point. I want to remind you, I do not fully support what I've seen happen in this signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, nor what we've seen happen since. Strait of Hormuz is allowing ships to go through, as the strait is. Iran and the U.S. are allowing ships to move through. And that means money is going back into Iran for right now. And yet they're on a timetable that you need to get things resolved on your nuclear ambitions within the next 60 days. Every dollar that goes into Iran, I will guarantee you, is not going to go to help Iranian citizens. And there's just no way to verify that. Now, the other day, former deputy director of Intel and Defense, KT McFarland said, well, in this way, we can track where the money goes. I don't think we really can. We can make an effort, but I'm not sure we can. So put me down as not solid on where we are with Iran. But I don't think Trump is either, nor Vance. Some are saying this is all being done for political reasons because of the midterm election coming up. I'm not going to deny that has a possibility of having an effect. You have to accept it. But that does not mean you give Iran an open pass. We got a lot to cover. Glad to have you with us today, June 23rd, 2026. Larry Connors USA here for you Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch us while we're on the air. How do you do that? You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And if you miss anything, pull up the podcast. I encourage you to do that and then share it. Available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And a program note for you, Larry Connors USA will air at noon this coming Friday. And it will be replayed in this time frame Friday, but we will originally be on the air for you Friday at noon. With Larry Connors USA, You're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave each hour with more knowledge than you had when we began. In our next hour, Mondami. Oh, Mondami, echoing the words of Bill Clinton. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. He does not feel the pain of what he's causing for New York residents. Rent increases over the last year up 7%, something like adding another $5,000 in rent payments for the average New Yorker. And, of course, there are others suffering even more. And it's all because they're pushing a socialist, Marxist form of government. Just come to us. We'll help you. They're not helping you. We'll get into that more in the second hour. Later in this hour, Mark Levin attacking the Memorandum of Understanding in some very harsh language. Now, if I were simply going to be a Trump all the way supporter, you would never hear what he has to say. I don't agree with everything he points out, but he does raise serious issues, and I think you should be able to hear exactly Mark Levin's view. Strong conservative, patriot, a Trump supporter, but not buying into where we're going right now with Iran. And also an Iranian warning. Well, what's happening in Texas? An update on the plans to build a 400-acre Muslim community. And a former Iranian, now an American, has a warning of what you can expect to happen. That's still to come in this hour. And before we wrap up this hour, the story behind the story. When CBS sent a consultant to tell me how to do my job, it did not go well. That'll be the story behind the story. And mainly it didn't go well because of one word I used. One word. That's still to come before we wrap up this hour. Now, dealing with Iran, what we are doing is something that we are allowing them to sell oil, deliver and sell. This is a temporary sale of Iranian oil through August 21, 2026, a 60-day license permitting production, sale, delivery of crude oil, petrochemicals, petroleum products of Iranian origin. This is all part of, quote, the peace and nuclear negotiations moving forward. So even in during this 60 days, and look for an extension of that 60 days, they're in the process now, with our permission, to go ahead and start selling oil elsewhere. We've had them locked down on doing that for decades, ever since basically they took over our U.S. embassy. The lifting of these sanctions also offers associated banking, insurance, and other shipping services. Again, while Trump and Tehran try to work out a long-term, comprehensive peace agreement. I don't ever see a long-term peace agreement with people you don't trust. By the way, the waiver does not authorize any transactions involving North Korea or Cuba. We're keeping the lid on. And retired General Jack King, talking about where we stand regarding the Iranian oil sale.
Well, let me just state, the overall objective here and what we're really doing is we moved into a major diplomatic phase, obviously, and we shut down the instruments of war, trying to achieve the same objectives that we were trying to do with the instruments of war. And we know the reasons, the political and economic issues inside the United States, and we got that. Now, this is coercive diplomacy, and that's truly what it is. And President Trump has emphasized it time and time again. If you don't do X, I'm going to do Y. That is coercive diplomacy. And what we're trying to do here, Maria, is bend our adversary here to our will to meet the maximum objectives that President Trump is attempting to achieve here. And I think there are going to be bumps along the road here as we go into this. And this is early days for sure. And what we're seeing here, and I really appreciate, I don't think we're going to get where we want to get with just the negotiating team. And by that I mean, I believe from time to time, the president is going to have to step in and clear the air, so to speak.
And I think he will clear the air, so to speak, as General King says. And with all due respect to the retired four-star general, I think it's going to be more than a few bumps in the road. This is like you're in an airliner, all of a sudden it drops 3,000 feet within 60 seconds. That's a sickening feeling. Now, our U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Walz, is putting it this way.
Iran's military is destroyed. Its economy is destroyed. It's never been more diplomatically isolated. Even at the circus of the UN, a UN record number of countries have condemned Iran for attacking international shipping, for throwing sea mines in an international waterway, for attacking resorts and ports and hotels. I think Iran has made a fantastic strategic mistake by attacking its neighbors the way that it did. So all of those things, I think, have lined up to where Vice President Vance, of course, backed by the president, is negotiating from a position of strength. And what we never saw with Obama, we never saw with Biden trying to do JCPOA, Iran deal 2.0, was a credible military option on the table. I think that's what Senator Graham's speaking to. But the president doesn't take his options off the table when he goes into a negotiation. He leaves them all on the table. And that's where we are.
That's where we are. And again, as I pointed out, Secretary of State Rubio now conducting a high-stakes diplomatic tour of the Gulf nations to reassure the Arab allies, even though we've had regional energy supplies previously interrupted, and trying to ease the tensions regarding the U.S.-Iran, quote, peace deal, that we are still together with the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, and others. And of course, when it comes to Iran, General King says we all know one thing for sure.
Obviously, at any time where this deal goes south, he can impose a blockade and shut everything down economically for Iran.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, and remember these dates, 9 and 10 June. That was not too long ago. On 9 and 10 June, because Iran was refusing to come to the table,
yep,
his course of diplomacy at its zenith, he attacks Iran on the 9th and the 10th of June. And then on the 11th, he is about to attack them again, and they come to the table. Coercive diplomacy, okay, in pure definition. So that's the path we're on. Now, a couple of other points about the MOU. We got to see this thing play out. In my mind, we're taking the sanctions off, which have been there going all the way back to the first Trump administration. We got to see something tangible for doing that. We always said, we didn't say it, the vice president and others have said,
right,
we're not going to provide any financial relief to this organization, to Iran, until we're sure that they are operating in good faith and they're going to change their behavior. So there has to be some evidence that that is happening, mm-hmm, in my judgment, as we continue to release financial relief to this regime. So, and that's the reality of it.
And that is reality. It's a pay for play. You can move to the next level once you complete this level. We talked about before plans to build a 400-acre Muslim master community near Dallas. And now they've renamed it, but they're still pushing forward. Texas Governor Abbott.
Well, in part by that statement, but also in part by information that we've gathered, there appear to be multiple violations that have taken place here. One is information has been provided to investors that appears to be misleading. Another is they appear to be in violation of fair housing laws. Also, we found that, you know, they talk about doing all this building, but they don't have any building permits to actually do any building, and they have challenges even getting those building permits. Believe this or not, we've even received information that they may have been conducting a funeral home without legal authority. Bottom line, Laura, is that there are so many questions arose, especially information that we received, that led us to need to call the elite Texas Rangers to conduct a criminal investigation to find out if criminal laws in Texas have been violated.
Now, this development initially proposed by affiliates of the East Plano Islamic Center in Texas includes plans for more than 1,000 homes, a mosque, faith-based school, and so forth. But a lot of pushback and legal issues being posed by the state of Texas. This is about 40 miles northeast of Dallas. It was to be called Epic City. Quietly, they decided to rename it The Meadow. In other words, suggesting there's nothing to worry about here. Well, a former Iranian who is now an American says, no, you need to be concerned.
My name is Edwin Segoli. I am a Sharia law survivor, was born in Iran. And I'm here to tell you everything that you're doing here has been done in UK and Canada. You have no idea where this halal money is going to, how they're funding these mosques, and what kind of a hell is coming towards your country right now. It's 2026. I escaped that hell years ago, and I'm seeing the same thing happening over here in the United States. You have no idea. There's three levels of Sharia law that is happening. Right now, it's level one. They come in peace. They come and tell you, we just want rights. We want to be part of it. Level two is what's happening in UK right now. You have two-tier policing. You have cops who are on working with Muslims right now. You have Sharia law courts over there. Now they're pushing thing blasphemy laws over there. And one of them is called M103. It's in Canada. People are being jailed. People are being like raped in the United States, and nobody's doing anything about that because these Muslims are protected.
And the concern is, if you call out these acts of Islamists, not Muslims, but Islamists, jihadists, you're considered basically xenophobic. I'll tell you something that's even more shocking. It shouldn't be, but it is. July 4th, our great holiday. Joyless Reid is condemning it.
And with apologies to my dear spicy white friends, because I know that my white brothers and sisters do love a 4th of July. It is Independence Day. Everybody's barbecuing. It's a thing. I can promise you, black folks, we will take that day off. We will barbecue because we off. But black people, that nobody black I know is really excited about the 4th of July, because it is what Frederick Douglass said it is. It is the celebration of slaveholders who freed themselves from having to pay taxes to the crown for their slave empire. And that is what it is. I mean, if we're just being perfectly honest, whether you read the 1619 Project or not, you just have to understand that for black people, particularly for African Americans, there's a duality to 4th of July that is hard to reconcile if you think about it too much.
Yeah, well, don't think about it too much. And obviously you haven't. Most of the blacks I know don't even consider themselves African American. They are American. Coming up, Mark Levin's criticism of the Memorandum of Understanding. And the story behind the story, the consultant coming after me. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes. The German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The Reagan Institute summer survey found that 51% of self-described MAGA Republicans said they wanted the U.S. to install new leadership in Iran, while just 25% preferred a peace deal. Among all Republicans, 50% said they were in favor of putting a U.S.-friendly regime in place, with 25% again saying they wanted a negotiated settlement. You know, these isolationist so-called influencers don't influence anybody except the few people in Washington, D.C. And I would encourage the Republicans, MAGA, traditional conservatives, White House, Congress, to start paying attention to your supporters and your voters. Victory is the best for electoral success. Lincoln found that out at the end of the Civil War, too. This memorandum understanding will not prevent future wars. Why? Well, read it. It specifically empowers Hezbollah as a protectorate of Iran, as Iran demanded, and ensures that any measures taken against Hezbollah by the Israelis, because Israel's the target of Hezbollah and always has been, that would violate the so-called permanent end of the war declared by us, declared by Iran. And it's in the first sentence of the Memorandum of Understanding. You know what that is? That is a critical and grave mistake.
Those are the remarks of conservative, strong patriot, Mark Levin. I greatly admire, very intelligent. I don't always agree with him anymore, and I always agree with Trump. But he's pointing out, one, that for Americans out there who believe that we need to have a total regime change in Iran for anything to be successful and to make sure that the president and GOP have wins in this midterm election, wake up. Now, the memorandum of understanding, as he was pointing out, in the opening sentence, the final sentence of the opening phrase, the final deal will confirm the permanent termination of the war on all fronts, including in Lebanon and other provisions of this paragraph. And number two, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the U.S. of America undertake to respect each other's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and refrain from interfering in each other's internal affairs. That point right there says that it does continue to uphold Hezbollah, Houthi rebels, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. We would like to see a change in Iran, but we don't want to get involved in nation building, and certainly I do not want U.S. boots on the ground to change the regime. It is up to the Iranian people. But of course, they're being snatched off the streets on a daily, nightly basis if they're even suspected of thinking of any kind of force or action against the mullahs. And they're weak. They are weak. The leadership is weak at this point. As we pointed out yesterday, they're not even sure that they can trust each other. And then they're trying to make sure that if you're a hardliner with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, you're going to make sure you speak out more forceful and show you're a bigger hardliner than maybe one of the others inside the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. This kind of interfeuding and fighting, you're not going to hear a lot about because they're not allowing any of that information out. They have shut off all communication into Iran for their people. They have no internet. They have no way of knowing what's actually going down. They get exactly what the government wants them to hear. But the suspicion among the people, and possibly in some smuggled messages in one clandestine fashion or another, they are getting through to them, and they know that we might be getting closer to ending their hell, but more than likely, it's not going to happen anytime soon. The other point raised, point four, the MOU. Immediately upon signing, the U.S. will begin removing its naval blockade, any disturbance or impediments against the Islamic Republic of Iran, and will fully end the naval blockade within 30 days. And during this period, the traffic of vessels will be in proportion to the numbers of pre-war traffic being restored by the Islamic Republic of Iran. The U.S. also agrees to undertake to remove its forces from the proximity of the Islamic Republic of Iran within 30 days of the final deal. There's a lot of vagueness here. What is a proximity? And we've already said, as I pointed out a moment ago, we have gone against what we've done for decades. We are now allowing the sale of Iranian oil through August 21, 2026, which would be the 60-day mark from the time the deal was signed by President Trump on behalf of our nation, the Pakistan administration, and the spokesman speaking out for now anyway for Iran. If you start breaking it down, what we've agreed on and what's not agreed upon, you have to keep this in mind. Nothing is set in concrete. It remains fluid. But there's another issue Mark Levin raises, which I did the other day when we had Gordon Chain on, and that is no reference whatsoever in the memorandum of understanding regarding nuclear missiles Iran has been building and continues.
This MOU is intentionally silent about ballistic missiles, the most devastating and destructive conventional weapon that exists. Iran is free to manufacture thousands and thousands more of them. There is no limit on its ability to produce them, nor is there any limit on its reach. We learned a surprise about a month ago that they had a ballistic missile that could reach Europe. And soon they'll have a ballistic missile that can reach the United States. And there's nothing in the memorandum of understanding that prevents it because it doesn't even address ballistic missiles. Despite all the denials, the MOU is a massive cash cow to the Iranian regime. We will give the regime $24 billion that we've been withholding from them. Their money, we're told it belongs to them anyway. They're a terrorist group. We don't give them their money or anybody's money. We will facilitate the delivery of another $300 billion, give or take, for the regime from whatever source, probably Arab countries. The regime is free to sell oil through the Strait of Hormuz, and in fact will now control the Strait of Hormuz. Nothing stops it. Nothing stops it from controlling it, and will be able to charge whatever it wishes after 60 days. So here we have international waters that have now been conferred by us to the enemy.
He's making an excellent point. I cannot disagree with those points. And in fact, we're already seeing shipping and oil transfers being made. Of course, there is still the nuclear issue. But before we get to that, back to Mark Levin's point about the terrorist groups Iran is funding.
There's not a word in this MOU about Iran ending the funding of Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, or any other terrorist organizations. Nothing. Zippo. All sanctions against banking and financial and commercial activities are lifted. And as a matter of fact, any sanctions that are out there by the UN or the IAEA or any other organization, we are committed to assisting in getting those lifted for the Iranian regime. Not a word, not a syllable about the Iranian people. Nothing. Zip.
Again,
now we're told there's 60 days to negotiate the actual deal. Just look at this as sort of a, you know, a way to get to another result, folks. The problem I see with much of this that I just mentioned is immediately granted to the regime. Some is granted within 30 days, but there's another problem. It's going to be very difficult to add to a deal that which was purposely not included in the memorandum of understanding in the first place.
That is a strong point. Because you try to add to it now, they're going to say that was not part of the memorandum of understanding. And it is true that item 7 says the USA will undertake to terminate all types of sanctions against the Islamic Republic of Iran. All sanctions. Now, when it comes to nuclear weapons, the Islamic Republic of Iran reaffirms it shall not procure or develop nuclear weapons. But again, confirming, verifying, a lot of that's still up in the air. Because the Republic of Iran says it will maintain the status quo of its nuclear program. The status quo? Well, the status quo is to continue to accelerate. Again, I think there are times that you had to concede a little bit to get more. Did we give away too much? That's what even some strong Republicans and Ted Cruz have said, and Mark Levin. I'm kind of in the middle to some extent. I do know you had to open the door and you got to reach across. But I don't want to let them come in and go at will and take everything they want. This, again, is, as we said earlier, a beginning of a process. And I remind you again, do not be surprised when at the end of the 60 days, there's talk of an extension of this memorandum. Coming up, the story behind the story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Must be the whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Consultants. They live among us, in our cities, our suburbs, and in fancy airport lounges that look down at poor people. But what does a consultant actually do? Today, we investigate. Here in front of 10 Hudson Yards, which houses the offices of BCG. BCG is one of the so-called Big Four management consulting firms, alongside Bain, McKinsey, and Deloitte. In total, these firms receive nearly 200,000 applications a year, but accept only 1.5% of them, making them more selective than Harvard and Princeton. But even with all this prestige, fame, and exclusivity, society is still unsure what the hell consultants do all day.
What is it that management consultants actually do?
What the fudge is management consulting?
What is management consulting?
Well, clearly, these people are not sure what a consultant does actually.
I think that's exactly true. That's a little piece from a project called Good Work talking about what is a consultant. Now, some of you listening out there, if you are a consultant, I would say don't take this personally. But then again, you probably will. You might need to consult another consultant to see what you should do next. Is there a value for consultants from time to time on a particular issue? I'm not going to deny that. But there's also a pseudo-consulting atmosphere. If we call in a consultant, everything will be resolved. Let me make this clear to you. Anytime you bring in a consultant, they're going to stay there as long as they can, advising you on how to do what you're doing, how to change it, and you're never going to get it exactly right. The moment you get it exactly right, well, what the hell? Why do we need the consultant? We're doing good. I'll give you a perfect example. TV ratings. For the decades I spent in TV, there were four major rating periods each year. And sometimes after a rating session came in, be my station a winner or coming in tied for first or maybe dropping to second, consultants would be brought in. And again, they're going to try to tell the station, here's what you need to do. You need to massage this, do that, do that. And you will win back that part of the audience you lost. I'll give you a perfect example here. When some of the numbers showed that the inner city market for Channel 4, that would be basically St. Louis, in particular North St. Louis, we were dropping viewers. They said, well, we need to find a way to make that better. You need to do, here's their advice. Are you listening? Are you listening? You're going to learn. You're going to get this for free. You didn't have to pay for it. The station did. They were told, you need to do more stories related to that black community. Could have figured that one out. Same thing if we'd lost audience on the east side in Illinois. Well, you need to do more stories in Illinois. But of course, keep in mind, every time you do that, if you're doing a story about some community in Illinois and some issue they're having, even though it might be engaging to some extent, the majority of the audience just flicks it off in their mind and maybe on the channel. They go away. And I'll tell you, in part, that's why Larry Connors USA moves at such a rapid pace, constantly shifting gears. Because if I'm on a subject that does not interest you, I'm trying to hold you for the next segment coming up, assuming I could speak. That is where maybe the CBS consultant was needed. Teach me how to speak properly. Oh, yes, yes. A consultant was sent in when I was at Channel 4, when it was owned by CBS. And they sent the consultant in to talk to several of us. That would include the anchors, which included me. A one-on-one session on how to do my job better. You know, I'd had a pretty good successful run before the consultant ever darkened our door. And the response from the community was very strong. But it was decided a consultant would make me better, suggesting I change ties, different suit. I swear to you, that was part of the suggestion. And I sat there and just making nodding nods and occasionally a note as if I'm really inhaling all of this without blowing it out my rear end and being very polite. Polite to the extent that I got chastised later and, in fact, written up for it as a demerit on how I dealt with the CBS consultant, a high-priced woman who came in, first to tell me that, hey, you know, in Houston, because that's where you had worked at one time, I worked and taught Jessica Savage on how to be better. Now, some of you will recall Jessica. She was in Houston. She had a boyfriend on our same station. And things kind of went upside down there. And then Jessica moves to D.C., and she is doing well, but it was always kind of the attitude for me in watching Jessica, and I had no problem with her as a friend the short time I knew her. It was just kind of put off, you know, that I'm better than you are, and I'll remind you of that when I need to. I didn't get a connection with the audience, but this consultant was very clear that I taught Jessica Savage to be as good as she was. I say savage, it was more savage. And she died in a terrible accident. But this consultant, that was one of the first things she wanted to impress on me. This woman is now at NBC network level. And you're just working for a CBS-owned station. You're not there, suggesting she could get me there. I had had an offer prior to that time to join ABC Network, the network, and I passed on it because at the time my wife was pregnant with our first and I knew as a correspondent I'd be constantly on the move, not home much. And I just don't want that life for my wife and our newborn. So I was extremely blessed, not lucky, blessed to have the job I did at Channel 4. I was there for 4 years, went over to Channel 2 for 6 or 8, and then back to Channel 4 for the remainder of my career until they booted me out the door, claiming I had falsified information about how the IRS was investigating me and denying that I was under IRS investigation. I wasn't under IRS investigation. We were having a dispute with the IRS on how much money I owed. You're entitled to argue with the IRS on your money. But they took it that I was trying to cover it up. So they gave them the reason to get rid of me. Of course, all of that happened well after the consultant had appeared at the station. She went through each of our colleagues, and I don't know what they got or didn't get out of it. I heard some rumblings, grousing, sniping, gossiping, rumors behind her back. And generally the attitude was, Does she even know what she's talking about? Well, CBS is paying her a lot of money to be there. You would assume she does. Your assumption begins with those first three letters that might say everything. You can spell. You can figure that out. You don't need a consultant for it, do you? Oh, I'm sure you don't. As I mentioned, I got a bad report from the consultant when all was said and done. Not necessarily because of my work. I mean, she's telling me to stress certain words that, look, when you read this, you should stress this. This story. This word. And I'll, really? And she even suggested to one of my co-anchors, who did do so, underline certain words to remind them, stress this word when you're reading it. Really? But it wasn't because of my work I got a demerit and basic complaint, but my attitude to her. I used a word that upset her, and I used it repeatedly. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
What does a consultant actually do? What does a consultant actually do? I'd say go to meetings. Go to meetings and prepare for meetings.
Jesus Christ. It was worse than I thought. I was beginning to fear that talking to a consultant was actually pushing me farther away from my answer. So to try and clarify things, I asked Tyler to walk through a hypothetical case study with me, in which I am a struggling business owner selling a fake product called widgets, and he, my big daddy consultant.
What should we do with our widget company? Well, you know, first of all, like, what's the problem with the widgets? Are they not selling? Does it cost too much?
They're exploding in kids' faces.
They're exploding in kids' faces.
It's really bad.
That does sound bad.
So are you an expert in widgets?
And here's the consulting thing is, even if you're not, the answer is always yes. So here's what we'll do. Sounds like this is going to be a big case. I think we'll probably need at least three to four teams. One team will be on the PR management for that. Another team will be looking at manufacturing practices and making sure that you're manufacturing them safely and according to plan.
Okay, this all sounds good. And how much is this going to cost me?
You know, probably somewhere in the order of like for like four teams for like what, a 6-week project?
Easy 6-week project.
Yeah, let's say probably 10 to 15 million, I think.
God, what?
It was in this moment that I finally realized what consultants do. Make money.
Yeah. And again, that is from that tongue-in-cheek report put out by a group called Good Work, reference consultants. That's their job. Make money, of course. And as I said, you will never get it exactly right, because if you ever reach every point they laid out for you, you're not going to need them anymore. It's built-in protection, job security. What did I say to the consultant, CBSNN? When she was telling me, do this, do that, and I'd say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And she would, ma'am, ma'am. She got really upset. Don't call me ma'am. You're basically pushing me down. You're mocking me. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. That's just my Southern upbringing. I was taught to do that. I didn't say to my elders. I just said to women, it's ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. And for that I repeatedly said ma'am to her and did not stop using that term, she wrote me up for CBS management. You need to watch her words exactly. You need to watch this guy. Like I was a conspiracy activist. Ma'am, thank you. She left her report. I was given access to it. And I said, really, this is what it came down to? And the general manager at the time just shook his head and said, she's gone. And I told him, Thank you, sir. This is an old joke, but it's worth repeating regarding consultants. You probably heard it, but it is worth repeating. There's a sheep farmer tending his flock, and a guy rolls up in his BMW, Benz, whatever, jumps out and says, "Hey, if I tell you exactly how many sheep you have, can I take one?" And the farmer says, "Sure." The guy looks around, opens his laptop, calls up satellite photos, and runs some algorithms and announces, "You have 1,432 sheep." The farmer says, "Oh, you're right. Go ahead and take one." So the city slicker puts one in the back seat of his car, and the farmer says, "Now, I'll bet all my sheep against your car. I can tell you what you do for a living." Oh, the guy said, "Oh, really? Go ahead." The farmer said, "You're a consultant." "Wow. How did you know?" And the farmer responds, "You come from nowhere, even though I never asked you to do this. You drive a flashy car. You wear a smart suit. You told me something I already knew, and you don't know anything about the sheep business. Now give me back my dog." So much for being a consultant. They have their values, and there are times that maybe they could be of help. But too many times they end up being a crutch for management that can't make a decision, or they want to delay a decision, or they want to put blame somewhere else when it does not work. But if you take nothing else away from this, a consultant will never say, "You've got everything perfect. You don't need me anymore. Bye-bye." They will probably say, "I'll come back in 6 months and see how things are going. Keep the door open." And to my consultant friends, come up to me. Maybe I'll buy you a drink if you can tell me what I would like to drink. Let's try that. The story behind the story tomorrow, also another more personal issue. When I was accused of stealing money from the radio station that was employing me. And I didn't know how I was going to protect myself. In fact, I was in shock. I was thinking, how do I prove I'm not guilty? What the hell's going on? That'll be the story behind the story. Our second hour is still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.